Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Julian Dache, the president of International Flooring Company. Julian, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I've come up here with Ann to visit with our staff and a few customers, and it's chilly up here, isn't it?
It is cold.
I wanted to catch up with you on what's going on with the ongoing launch of your Canopy brand. I know this is a big week for you because you've got a sales meeting, you've got your whole team in the area, right?
We do. We fight some good battles throughout the year, and our team continues to build upon our mission and vision, and it's always good to bring everybody together. Number one, to celebrate, to look back at some of the mistakes, and to look forward at what we're going to do the following year. So this is a perfect time to do that. And at the same time, we get to, celebrate the holidays. So we will be hosting our annual Christmas party with our whole team here in Dalton.
I know you've got some young talent on your team, and that's a big part of what sets you apart. And, we're looking at a year that, from a consumer perspective, has been soft. So give us an update on how the year's been.
Yeah, 2025 was for sure an interesting year. I mean, if you look back at some of the commentary in 2024 from economists, there was a lot of hope and talk about how the second half of the year was going to be a nice boost. We didn't see that. In fact, it was a bit softer than we had all anticipated. And I think that had a lot to do with just some of the outside factors, and both from the political avenues as well as some of the economic avenues. I just think with interest rate, that is still a burden that the housing market is carrying, putting a lot of pressure on movement of households. It'll be interesting to see what happens this week at the Fed meeting.
I was reading this morning, everybody's anticipating another quarter point, and then they're anticipating that Jerome is going to say, this is it. This is the last one for a while. So we'll see if that happens. And also, as part of the introduction, should go through a little bit about this Canopy brand, just for those people who may not know. You are a leader of a family business, and your father is Pete Dache, and your brother William's in there. So, I mean, it really is a true family business. You guys have been selling the Canopy brand now. I think you're in its second year. Tell us about some recent wins.
Canopy for us is still our brand that we feel is there for that independent retailer. And that is our number one focus, is ensuring that we have a brand out there in the marketplace that can help the independent retailer drive forward and make their wins. So for us, and my win, as I look at 2025, both just kind of long-term win, but recent win, is this consistent growth that we have in our Canopy brand. I mean, even in a tough market that we are in today, we continue to see retailers beginning to truly believe in what we're stating. I mean, another win is my team. I've got my brother William, I've got Greg Wren and John Tighe, and a number of other incredible humans that make up this team that are putting us on the forefront and really putting this brand out on the map. So for 2026, I think we're going to continue to look at consistency. We're not going to go after these high spikes and try to be the hero, but really just consistent wins. And consistency, in my opinion, will win in the long term.
And you're continuing to pick up points of distribution nationwide?
We do. Nationwide is kind of where we are today. Now it's filling in the gaps and making sure that where we are, we put a lot of focus and strength.
Tell me, one of the things that dealers want is they want you to bring them some store traffic. So what are you doing in that area?
The digital advertising marketplace, that online lead generation, has continued to evolve. If probably noticed yourself, I mean, the enhancements of AI. I mean, Kemp, I find myself, I don't even Google anymore. I basically ask ChatGPT, or now Google's Gemini, for answers. And I think more and more people are heading that way. So what we are seeing is there's still a lot of strength and traffic within the social media space. So Instagram, Facebook, those are still strong medias for telling your story and telling the retailer story. And so we are focused very much on those areas and co-marketing with our retail partners within their community to kind of get that influence and drive those influences in their communities to the retailers.
Okay. Let me ask you one other question, just to get a little bit on your background. You were the quality control person in Asia for Cortec when your dad had started that brand. And then you came over and you were the head of Wally USA here for a while, starting that plant up. Both of those backgrounds help you offer your customers a quality product, right?
Yeah, I got into the LVP space due to the fact that my father, Pete, wanted someone that he could trust as close as possible to the manufacturing of our brand at that time, Cortec. There, I was able to cut my teeth on everything from production, manufacturing, raw material. You know, what can you use? What can you not use? What equipment? What processes? So now with our products, we are doing the same, and we have that same level of detail with our manufacturing partners. We're able to ask the right questions to say, let's not make a gimmick. Let's make a product that stands the test of time and brings quality to our brand, but also the RSA who can then sell that confidently to the consumer.
So if I'm an independent retailer out there and I'm looking for an LVT brand that I'm not going to get beat up on by the guy down the street, tell us why they should consider Canopy.
Yes, we are not going to be a brand in every store. We are very much focused on a limited distribution. And just to give you an example, if we're in Atlanta, we're in a couple retail partners there, and you won't find us down the street. So we're very much cognizant of ensuring that our brand is a brand where the RSA can confidently sell. So if a consumer walks in to that store that carries Canopy, they can look at the samples, they can take those samples home, and the RSA can also ensure that that consumer is not going to go down the street and try to shop them for a couple pennies here or there. It helps protect margins at the retail level. We've also ensured that this brand and IFC in general, you cannot buy our products online anywhere. Again, for that very same reason, to ensure that we protect and give that confidence to our retail partner, but really to that RSA who's done a lot of work to convince Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, hey, this is the product, this is the color that you want for your new kitchen or whatever remodel project that you have. Those are our kind of mission and vision statements around our brand. And I will say right now, Kim, we're 2 years in and that mission and vision has not strayed at all. We're very proud of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Julian. Well, I know we're approaching the holidays, and you said you wanted to end with a Christmas message. So here you go.
I appreciate that. It's awesome to see that I've got my whole team coming in from near and far throughout the U.S. into our Dalton, Georgia, and we're able to celebrate not just the wins, but really celebrate the fact that we are a family business. My whole family is involved in the business with my dad, my brother, not just the three of us, but also our significant others, our kids. I want to wish all those out there who have families and are celebrating family a merry and happy holiday. And I'm looking forward to be able to do that this week with our whole team. Excited for that and looking forward to ending the year on a very cheery note and getting into 2026 with a good start.
Okay, Julian, it's great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Julian Dauchet, the president of the International Flooring Company, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLead.net.